This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle-based choreographer Donald Byrd is no stranger to controversy. He often uses his dances to push audiences to question political decisions, gender roles, even love. This weekend, Donald Byrd's dance company, Spectrum, revives one of the choreographer's most controversial creations, Minstrel Show. The dance is a satire based on the historic blackface shows of the 19th and early 20th centuries. I asked Byrd to explain what the original minstrel shows were all about.
They're actually the first indigenous American form of popular entertainment. And originally, it was a review kind of format, variety kind of format.
That's what it seemed like, yeah. Sort of like a precursor to some kind of vaudeville show?
Yeah, I mean, all of our current forms of musical entertainment, popular music entertainment and theatrical entertainment kind of evolved. Some remnants of minstrel shows still exist.
So it was always white performers who...
No. Originally, it was white people pretending to be black people. Then it became black people pretending to be white people pretending to be black people.
So was it ever white people and black people together on a stage?
Rarely.
So what inspired you 20-some years ago to look to that form of entertainment,
right,
for something you were going to make?
It actually started earlier than that. Actually, before I actually decided that I wanted to be a professional dancer. Agnes DeMille was at Harvard doing the Norton Lectures. And in her lecture, she talked about tap dancing and how she believed that tap dancing had evolved from black people seeing Irish people do step dancing. But then it kind of went off in its own direction. So that kind of stuck with me. And then later, I said, I want to apply for a grant, and I want to look at this idea about the evolution of tap dancing. Then when Yosef Hawkins, which was a young black man that was killed in Brooklyn, was killed in, I think, 1990, he was murdered. And I said, I want to do this piece to kind of see if it can contribute to our community having a conversation about race and about stereotyping and how we look at each other.
You have not, in the time that you've been here, shied away from pushing the edge, from pushing people into conversation. But as you were describing the origins of this first minstrel show, mm-hmm, it doesn't sound as if that you were coming from quite that same pointed political perspective necessarily.
I think it was, but you know, it was New York during the time of the height of the AIDS epidemic, and so then you had ACT UP, and so people were used to art and a kind of vocal and loud way of approaching things, and so in the noise of New York, there were a lot of loud things going on at the time. But I think what's different, I think, was that I didn't realize at that time how important work that spoke to social justice issues was to me.
I get the sense that sometimes audiences were incensed,
yeah,
at what you were presenting.
Yeah, I remember vividly, there are two moments. One was in San Diego, actually in La Jolla. The point that I remember in particular was this little lady that was sitting in the front row, and she looks up at me and she says, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself." That's what she said. And then I heard somebody say, "I hate this. I hate this. I just hate what's going on." And then somebody yelled across from the other side of the theater, "Well, if you don't like this part, maybe you should just take a bathroom break." And then...
Wait, during the performance?
During the performance. And then the person yelled back across, don't you tell me what to do?" And then people started yelling at each other. And then I stopped the show and I said, "Okay, we need to talk about what's going on because this is like crazy." And this person said, we don't have those kinds of issues here in La Jolla. After everybody kind of calmed down, then we went back and finished the show.
I read that it was Trayvon Martin's shooting and the subsequent trial that prompted you to think about reviving minstrel shows.
That's right. I was surprised and at how, in some ways, how divisive it was. It was a little bit like the Rodney King verdict, a little bit like the OJ thing. Anytime there were these issues around race, there was a person, you know, in the criminal justice system in one way or another, and it didn't come out the way people wanted, then everybody was outraged that way. And so when this came up, I was surprised that it was just more of the same. But there was new language in it this time. Like before, we didn't talk about racial profiling. That was a new term,
right.
And so what is so I start to wonder what does that mean, racial profiling? Is it the same as stereotyping or kind of, you know? And even recently, like the whole thing with Richard Sherman, you know, the racial coding, you know, the divisiveness of it and the polarization of people by the trial and about the outcome of it, and, you know, made me say, well, OK, maybe if we brought the Minstrel Show back, it would create an opportunity for people to look at and hopefully have a complex conversation about race.
A couple of years ago, when you choreographed the Fifth Avenue Theater production of Oklahoma, it may have not prompted as full a dialogue, but it did push people into at least thinking about race. And it got me to wondering how that conversation might be different from what Minstrel Show Revisited sparks.
I think there's some things that they have in common. One of them is with Oklahoma, the idea of Judd being perceived as a villain in most productions. He's much more complex than the villain. And if he's black, then his relationship with the white girl then becomes problematic for people. What I think was it pushed to the surface kind of the stuff that's buried around our notions about sex and race, mm-hmm. in this case. And so people, it was there staring them in the face, and suddenly they were confronted with their own stuff. But how most people dealt with that was they said, you. They blamed us rather than saying, oh, I should be grateful that this happened because it revealed something about my thinking, stuff that I have forgotten or maybe was left over, that maybe I inherited, that kind of came from my upbringing, and now I'm having to look at it. And so then then you get to ask the question, do I really believe that? So I think it does that. And I think it's the same thing with the Minstrel Show, is that people have a hard time acknowledging that it's really about them, not about what's being represented.
How do you view your role as artist at this point, you know, 20-some years, 25 years or more, since you really were just tiptoeing around this idea?
It is important to me that the work that I do might make a difference, that it contributes to people, that it contributes to our society and our culture in ways that is more than entertainment. That's important to me. I'm not just interested in making a really nice brick. I'm interested in what can I build with the brick. I want to make the brick and then build something with it.
Choreographer Donald Byrd, his company Spectrum Dance Theater, performs Minstrel Show Revisited this weekend at the Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center.